Hello, my name is Sam Corkery, and today I'm going to tell you about the second book in the Hunger Games series, Catching Fire. It is about a girl who has just won a very violent game that the Capitol makes, called the Hunger Games. Two people from 12 districts go into an arena and attempt to kill each other. The last one alive is the victor. Every 25 years, there is a quarter quell, where the game makers, the people who make the game, put a twist on the game. The third quarter quell, the 75th Hunger Games, two victors must go from the 12 districts back into the arena. Katniss Everdeen, the main character, is one of them. She will have to fight her way back through the arena once again to survive, or maybe she won't. If you love action, suspense, and cliffhangers, Dad! I'm trying to record you.
Yeah, well.
Hello. Hello, my name is Sam Corkery, and today I'm going to tell you about the second book in the Hunger Games series, Catching Fire. It is written by Suzanne Collins. It is about a girl who just won a very violent game the Capitol makes called the Hunger Games. Two people from 12 districts go into an arena and attempt to kill each other. The last one alive is the victor. Every 25 years, there is a quarter quell, where the game makers, the people who make the game, put a twist on the game. On the third quarter quell, the 75th Hunger Games, two victors must go from the 12 districts back into the arena. Katniss Everdeen, the main character, is one of them. She will have to fight her way through the arena once again to survive. Or maybe she won't. If you love action, suspense, cliffhangers, and battles, you will love this book. If you don't like violence and battles, though, do not read this book. I would give this book a 9 out of 10 because there is constant action, suspense, and cliffhangers. The first one has a lot more action, though, so that's why I only read